kickoff hour number three of the program.
They didn't play this either?
No, they did not.
What did they? I'm going to look up a set list.
I actually have a screenshot of it.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Can't Stop, Benny California, The Zypher Song, Here Ever After, Snow, Parallel Zephyr. Universe, These Are the Ways, Strip My Mind, Right on Time, Throw Away, Your Television, Mommy, Where's Daddy, Other Side, What You Thinking, Black Summer, Californication, What Is Soul, Give It Away, Soul to Squeeze, and By the Way.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
What time do you think the Florida game is going to be?
7.
What?
30.
Thank you, Hickman. Let's see.
Kent State at Georgia, New Mexico at LSU, Charlotte at South Carolina. Just eliminating these SEC games.
Tulsa, Ole Miss, Bowling Green, Mississippi State, Northern Illinois, Kentucky,
Arkansas, Texas A&M.
That'll be CBS. That be,
neutral site.
Is that going to be CBS 330?
Possibly.
Depends on...
So that would give us, 7:30 ESPN.
Or...
7 o'clock, right?
Whatever, 7, whatever.
SEC Network.
No.
No, that one's... You think... No, that's already set. No, it's not. New Mexico at LSU will be 7:30 on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus. Really? You got to stream those? Interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
Interesting.
Maybe they'll upgrade it. I don't know.
Obviously, we're 3:30 ABC against Pitt.
Love that.
Sarcasm?
No.
Oh, okay.
Really do.
7 o'clock SEC Network against Ball State.
The question is Arkansas going to be 3-0? Their games are
Cincinnati,
South Carolina, Missouri State. Texas A&M.
I think they will be. I think they will be.
Okay.
A&M, they don't play anybody.
They play Miami the week before.
Oops.
At home.
Cristobal.
And App State. Don't forget App State.
Okay. I'm not really. I think they can beat App State. So both. Although, I don't know. They got quarterback questions, too.
Both those teams 3-0? If both those teams are 3-0, it's on. That's CBS, right?
I feel like that game has been CBS the last 2 or 3 years.
It's in Jerry's world, too. It's
a, mm-hmm. It's a big it's a to-do.
Thing. It's sad that Tennessee, Florida is not still that big of a thing. It used to be a big thing.
Well, if we beat Pitt and they beat Kentucky and Utah, we could get the 3:30.
Not even if they beat Utah. They just got to be 2-1.
We're not jumping them if that other game, if those two teams are 3-0, if
Florida's right.
2-1.
Yeah, I mean, if let's say all four teams are undefeated,
they're picking the other game.
I think so too. So we would need
for our game to jump them, and like we need Miami to beat A&M or Arkansas.
Do we want the 3:30 or do we want a night game? I think we want a night game. Yeah, we want ESPN at night. I would think, or maybe not. I don't know. We want the night game.
That'd be a huge win to pick up at.
At that point of the season?
Stadium at night.
Yep.
Prime time slot. A lot of eyes will be on it.
What's the Utah-Florida line? Close, right?
2.5, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's close.
I might bet the Utes on that one.
Well, like you said yesterday, which I think is a good point. People are going to say, oh, Florida football. Yeah, they'll win that game at home, cover that. But maybe Utah's really good. I have no idea. Florida's, they're a wild card.
I bet it's close. I bet Utah's real solid, but they're not spectacular enough to just knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Richardson run around, start the season healthy, and I bet Napier muddies it up on defense, and I bet it's fairly close.
Can he do that? Do they have the guys?
That's what we don't know, right?
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's pretty good at finding ways to keep games close somehow.
Well, yeah, and that's what everybody says about him. You're going to be in close games against really good teams, and you're going to be in close games against not really good teams. Question is, what are we? So they get Utah week one, Kentucky week two, correct? And then they get South Florida the week before us?
Something like
that. Correct.
Hmm.
Man, we really catch Alabama at a great time. You know what?
Is that true or no?
Yeah, no, it is. They got Arkansas, A&M, then us.
I said this during a break. How often do teams have to play at LSU and then Bama the next week? Does that ever happen?
I don't know, but this is the year to do it.
What do you mean?
Just taking the optimistic approach. Like, there could have been years where that would have been really bad news.
Well, but they didn't know that when they made the schedule, or did they?
Like, imagine going to Baton Rouge to face Joe Burrow, and then you get to come home, and you got Tua coming to town.
That's a good point.
I mean, for once, the West schedule isn't the, you know, worst in the league.
We don't know. I mean, LSU, what if they just come out and absolutely slaughter Florida State?
That's true.
Florida State sucks.
Okay, well, I'm just saying LSU might be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to be a top two team, but they could be pretty good. And you do have to go there.
But that's the bye week's in a good spot. Alabama's bye week's not until after we play them. It's way late in the season.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you were right about Florida. Utah and Kentucky, both at home. So that's the only thing they got going for them. But that's two big games in a row.
And they're going to give LSU the night game against us. Like, go ahead and just bank on that.
They usually do.
Why is that? Why do they always get night games?
Well, probably because when the schools set more of the times pre every game being on TV,
mm-hmm.
LSU, it being so deep in the South, probably played more night games than more northern teams who would start playing more games during the day.
But they always request night games because they want the environment. And the SEC's like, okay.
So it became a thing, right,
mm-hmm.
to play night games. So then they kind of get that. It's like tradition.
Lame. But, yeah, because week six, A&M at Alabama, probably regardless of records at that point, right? Like, that's going to be the CBS game.
Yeah, there'd have to be some real falling apart by both teams for
yeah,
that not
to happen. I think so, too.
That was the SEC's first doubleheader week.
Week six is?
Yeah. Alabama.
I was wondering if we'd get the night.
Oh, wait, so are they going to play that at 8 then?
But the first
they could.
Oh, so we could get an LSU Tennessee game at 3:30. Because
the later doubleheader is noon and 3:30, correct? Right. And then they do a 3:37. Is it 8? Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, the noon and 3:30 is a couple weeks later in like November.
It's later. Yeah, it's late in the year.
So we could get the 3:30
as the second best game.
Right.
Last time we played LSU on CBS, we beat them.
And then didn't.
Until we didn't.
It's a great point there, Hickman.
What week is that LSU game? Six? Week six?
Yeah, week six.
Let me pull these other games up.
A&M at Bama, Arkansas at Mississippi State, Auburn at Georgia, Deep South's oldest rivalry. If Auburn is impressive, I guess maybe.
So apparently Finley's their guy. Rumor has it Calzada and the other kid have not been looking too hot.
Hmm. How do we feel about that? I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Mm-hmm. Missouri at Florida, South Carolina at Kentucky?
No.
If they're impressive, huh? South Carolina is off to a decent start. And then Ole Miss at Vanderbilt is the other one for that week.
Arkansas, Mississippi State, did you say that?
Yep. Okay. I'm going down the list here.
Yeah, I see it. I see it now.
What are you looking at?
I'm at FB schedules or something different.
Yeah, because Daniel made the schedules.
Oh, nice.
You got to click over a tab. I just go slide the cursor over. I got the next week.
Nice.
Shouts out. D. Raider.
He's a good one.
Don't sound so enthused.
Sorry.
Again.
I'll be more excited about it.
You should. What'd you think of Florida's new football facility?
I didn't see it. They did a video.
Well, it cost $90 million. Yeah, they did a video. They got all the new gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably helping them on the recruiting trail a little bit. Took long enough.
Billy Nape. Should we be afraid that maybe he's really good? I mean, we should still beat him this year, but...
I don't know. I mean, we got the one-year head start.
Yeah.
He's recruiting well, but so are we. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, his end game is what I'm more anxious to see.
Yeah.
It really is kind of amazing that Dan Mullen didn't recruit better mm-hmm. at Florida. And I'm not saying this to take anything away from Florida, but it's kind of like Tennessee. Like, if you have a coach with a brain, you should be able to get top 15, top 10 classes.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Dan Mullen, which I could see it, he's kind of a quirky guy, he's kind of a weirdo. Billy Napier seems to know what he's doing, at least in recruiting. But the in-game stuff's going to be the most fascinating to me. And again, this is a good year to maybe set the tone, get a win in year one. I mean, when was the last time we beat Florida 2 years in a row? 03, 04? Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a minute. Been a minute. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good time to go on a at least two year streak. Just saying.
What was their old facility like? They didn't have any of this?
No.
They should go outside to practice.
Yeah. Go outside.
I was surprised the first time I went down to Florida that it wasn't like nicer.
What do you mean?
It just
What year was this?
Oh, 2010.
Oh, okay.
12 years ago, something like that. Or maybe 9.
I feel like their basketball facility was... They had a separate basketball facility before a lot of teams in the SEC.
It just seemed like... Yeah, I don't know. It was just a little underwhelming.
Poor?
A little bit, for what I expect.
Do they seem poor to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think they're poor.
Okay. Or not now. Look at that. I mean, this looks
good. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. Is it nicer than ours? I don't know. Probably not nicer than ours once we get the renovations done.
Mm-hmm.
With the heating...
started?
Oh, finished. I don't know.
Okay.
We had to do the stadium first.
We're going to have to lose early in the postseason for that to happen. We keep running our season so long.
Dr. Dan's got a list, you know.
What are you talking about?
I mean, if we want to get all these renovations done to the stadium and to our baseball complex.
That's right. We got to
play in the summer. It kind of hinders the process a little bit.
So you want I was talking about the upgrades to Anderson Training Facility, which remember that video they released last year with the pools and the heating tunnel and all that?
Oh, yeah, that'll look dope.
Dope.
The cool-down area and all that stuff.
Cool-down, warm-up, yeah, all that stuff. All the stuff that really impacts performance on a Saturday.
You think Florida remembers Evan Russell putting the helmets on?
Who cares? I don't care.
Florida football said they would handle that in a couple months.
Whatever. We'll see.
Overrated facilities at Florida. I don't like their baseball stadium for it to be so new.
I mean, it's a good stadium.
Their football stadium's eh. I hate their basketball arena.
Have you been to their new one?
No.
Okay.
I do not like the way it looks.
Okay.
I like the old one. The new one sucks.
You like the O'Connell Center?
Yeah.
The O-Dome?
Never went there either, but...
The only thing
that looked cooler on TV.
The O-Dome, it was a pretty good arena. The only thing that stunk is that shared space with the indoor swimming and diving. And so it really, remember when Bruce Pearl completely sweat through his suit? It's always very, very humid in that building. I don't think I don't even remember what they call the new one. But it's not, I don't think it shares with swimming and diving. So they've got, you know, AC and stuff, which is big time in Florida. You need that. Most times.
Yeah, definitely do. We'll come back with more Hour 3. Sounds like Notre Dame that might be nearing a decision on their future conference.
Ooh.
I don't know. Something. Hour 3 continues. This segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com and use their virtual dispatcher to get someone out. Lickety split.
Wow, lickety split.
Yeah, tell them you heard about them right here on Fan and Radio for a discount.
What's lickety split mean? I mean, obviously fast. It's like Jiffy.
Is there a time limit on that? Is there an official time on lickety split?
Is that our offense?
Lickety split. As quickly as possible, immediately. I guess it just, I don't remember where that came from. Lickety split. It's also a southern kitchen and bar in Hapeville, Georgia. Lickety split. Wings look pretty good. Cut the check. Lickety split. Get it? Cut the check fast, but you're also the... No? Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
You didn't seem like you got it.
So I got it.
I was just explaining it to make sure. Making sure you got it. Hickman, what's going on with Tom Brady? Is he getting a divorce? Is his mom okay? Is he regretting not retiring? Has he lost it? Does he just not have it anymore?
The divorce rumors with him and Giselle, that happens every offseason at least once.
Hmm.
I don't know, but it might be good for him if he could just get rid of the old wife and kids. Focus solely on football.
You know you don't get rid of the kids when you get a divorce.
You can just say, hey, honey. Or you wouldn't be calling her honey anymore if you guys are getting a divorce.
I guess he could. They might divorce on good terms.
Might not like that.
Hey, girl.
Does he actually get more money if they get divorced?
Probably.
Well. No, they probably signed a prenup, right? I mean, it's Tom Brady and Giselle. But I thought they loved each other. What's going on?
No love can compare to his love for football.
Mm.
That's hard to deal with if you're a woman.
You think she wanted him to retire and he said, nope, I'm going back. Have you heard the rumor that the only reason he decided to come back this year was because he got mad that Adam Schefter ruined his surprise retirement announcement?
I have heard that. I can see it.
Is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
I mean, he wanted to go to Miami because he wanted to be a part owner, but that whole thing got ruined.
Yeah, because of him. He allowed himself to be tampered with.
So then he went back to the Bucks, got rid of Arians.
He did do that.
Now he's happy.
That'd be a bad look, though, if he got rid of Bruce Arians, came back, and then re-retired.
Yeah. You come back out of retirement just to get a guy fired. And
then, retire again.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't put it past him. He retired just so he could unretire. He might have unretired just so he could re-retire. He's a punk and a clown, but he is more likable now that he's at Tampa. I don't know what's going on. I just hope everything's okay. I don't wish divorce on the guy. Those poor kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to kiss him goodnight for way too long of an amount of time on the lips?
That's a good point.
You got to care about the kids.
I thought you didn't like kids.
I don't know where that came from. I like kids a lot. Kids are great.
I've seen the memes.
Yeah, memes. I didn't make them. Nate, am I nice to your kids when they're around?
Very nice.
Thank you. Did you hear that, Hickman? Very nice.
It's true.
Nate, would you say I'm great with the kids?
Mm.
I don't like the pause there.
Usually when people say, oh, they're great with kids, it means the kids really relate well. For some reason, my kids hate you.
That's not true. Take that back. Take it back. They don't hate me.
They don't hate you.
Bree loves me. Loves me. The other one, I'm not so sure. Not so sure.
Hmm.
Hickman's a kid. He likes me a lot. He's a big kid. Look at him. He's a big kid.
It's like you're talking to
him. Look at him laughing. He's a big kid. He's a big kid.
Talking to a lab.
Who's a good dog?
He kind of reminds me of a lab. Mm-hmm. Smart, loyal,
mm-hmm.
handsome devil. Can be a little feisty at times, especially when he's hungry.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Hickman agrees.
There you go.
So is Tom Brady going to unretire, retire, re-retire?
No.
Okay.
He's got 1 year left.
You better hope so.
But the whole kissing the kids thing brought up this good Reddit post I saw the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny, especially like when you think about it, like for us.
Okay.
It was, would you kiss a random coworker on the mouth if it guaranteed your team a win over their biggest rival?
Like a peck kiss or like a kiss?
Wait, said no, on the
kiss
mouth?
Kiss. Yeah, on the mouth.
So like we're talking French.
Yeah, French.
So would I French Nate for Tennessee over Bama?
Yeah.
The tough thing,
buddy, I would. What? I'm comfortable enough. I'd do it for a win over Alabama. Let's go. Are you kidding me? Is that really a question?
I'm backing up.
It's a one-time thing. It's one-off. Boom. Nate, it would take 2 seconds. Boom. Beat Bama. It'd be worth it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying, man, you got there fast.
I know what I want. Not the kiss. I want the win over Alabama. Absolute. I kiss all of you.
Why does it have to? Yeah, there you go. I was about to say, like, why the hell does it have to be Nate? What's wrong with me or Brett?
Well, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, Nate's Alabama. I'll be Georgia.
Yeah! Undefeated! Are you kidding me? Florida, Bama, Georgia.
LSU.
Pucker up, Buttercup. Let's go. Is that really a question? Are you guys having to think about this?
We'll need Davey to drive in for LSU.
Dude,
I was about to say, you know, as a straight man, it's tough that our you know, place of business is just all dudes.
Right.
You know?
But would I?
It's not as tough a question if it's...
There's not a person at this station I wouldn't make out with for an undefeated season.
I agree with you.
It's meaningless. It's just a little spit swapping for undefeated season. I'd be a hero.
All right, would it change if you had to do it before every game? It's not just a one-time covers the season. You have to do it before every game.
I mean, if it's just, you know, a quick little, you know, yeah. Look, if you don't love the Vols, I'm sorry, but this is an easy question. What are you afraid of? It's just, yeah, it's a little kiss. Guys do it in movies all the time, and they're not, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they do it. I mean, they're getting paid millions and millions of dollars. I'd do it. For the Vols, absolutely.
He's going to give us all.
What? Just bring in a big bottle of Listerine?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure everybody was healthy at the time. Would you do it, Hickman? Would you make out with me for an undefeated season?
Yeah.
Get a boy.
Yeah, I would.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need. Now, since we can't prove that it would happen, we will not be making out with each other. But if by some miracle...
If Tennessee goes 12-0 regular season, you guys are making out. Deal?
Not for long, right?
Like 3 seconds max.
3 seconds. Three. One.
See, the preemptive is a lot easier because it's like, oh, we'll never know.
It's happened, though. But think about it.
I know. Now you're saying.
It's really the same thing.
But if we're 12-0, why do I have to make out with Hickman? Like, we're already 12-0.
Mission accomplished.
Because the universe heard this segment.
Would I make out with Hickman if the Vols went 12-0 regular season? What do you think, Hickman?
You lead, I follow.
One Mississippi.
Hey. 12-0. 3 seconds.
Two Mississippi.
But then if you
done.
Lose...
That's 3 seconds, and that's 3.5 months of just the most fun we've ever had. The best season in either of our lifetimes. Yeah, we won it all in 98, but this is a much tougher schedule. It's a much tougher landscape. Even if you lose the SEC
championship. You know how viral you guys would go? It'd be incredible.
It would be pretty good.
And I don't think in a bad way. I think it'll all be
like,
positive.
Look at the dedication of these fans.
I mean, think about every sport. We're probably on SportsCenter.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
We clip this out, put it on the front end, then show highlights of Tennessee knocking off Alabama, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Pitt, everybody. And then you guys just making out at the SEC championship game.
We'd probably get comp tickets.
Yeah, that's
Hype
true.
Would be like, look, those guys are coming to the game, and if we win it, they're making out again. And I'd say, you bet I will, coach. You bet I will. All right, we doing it?
12-0.
Are we doing a kiss bet? 12-0? 3 seconds. Hickman, it means nothing. It means nothing.
I mean, 3 seconds is a long time, but you know what?
I'll raise the stakes. 4 seconds, but it's 13-0 SEC champions.
An extra second for a win, a second win over Alabama.
I mean, it's a big trophy.
Hickman, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is.
We're, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Which bet?
Me
4 seconds.
And are making out.
13-0.
13-0, 4 seconds.
All right.
But that's it. Like, not 3 seconds and then 4 seconds if we win.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If we go 12-0 and we lose the SEC championship game, you guys are to blame.
No. That's a good question.
All right.
Was it only 3 seconds, or who's, like, on the Reddit thread?
Oh.
There wasn't a time. It was just make out with one of the coworkers you're currently in the room with. I think the guy was, like, a mechanic. And, like, they had, like, one female receptionist that worked there.
Well, you can tell Nate's a big South Carolina fan, because he immediately pushes that to me and Hickman. Shame on you.
What? You ran with it.
Okay. 15-0, Natty, You and me. 15 and the station, it'd be over,
man. A national championship.
National championship. Yeah.
It's now gotta be undefeated.
Now right? I would only
we
be,
win the national championship at 14-1, and we're off the hook.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, because me and Hickman would have to, it'd have to be 13-0.
Okay.
And at that point, we couldn't go 14-1.
All right, yeah. Done. Undefeated national championship.
I'm proud of you guys. I really am.
Giving our all. You're making out with everybody if this thing goes well.
Kiss a crest, Luke.
So I get basketball season?
Hour three continues. Three and out, fan on radio. Apparently, Mark Stoops in interview.
This song choice was a little weird, buddy.
When you are with me. On SEC Network, Mark Stoops mentioned something, I don't know, about dance around and put on some stupid sunglasses.
What?
People were saying it's a shot at Shane Beamer.
I guess he can do that, though, right? I mean, he kind of owns Shane Beamer. Well, I mean, he's only 1-0, but he does own South Carolina.
Yeah. It feels like Mark Stoops, though, is getting pretty big in his britches, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he really is. To have won nothing of consequence. How many teams did they beat last year with a winning record? Was it one? Did they beat one team last year with a winning record? Florida didn't have a winning record. They lost to Tennessee. They lost to Georgia. They lost to Mississippi State. Beat Louisville. I don't think Louisville had a winning record. There are two other out-of-conference slappies, one of which was UTC, who should have beat them.
Well, I mean, UTC they, did, but that's
South Carolina had a winning. No, South Carolina was 6-6 in the regular season, weren't they? Didn't they go 7-6 with a bowl win? Missouri didn't make a bowl. Oh, man. Huh. Vanderbilt didn't make a bowl.
You were right about South Carolina. Yeah, Missouri, Florida, LSU.
LSU didn't make a bowl.
Vanderbilt, New Mexico, Louisville.
And so now he can just
bowl
take.
Bowl win over Iowa. That,
I said regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he beats one team with a winning record and thinks he can go at John Calipari. Shane Beamer, I don't know. Do you blame him? Like, in his mind and where he is and what he's done, does it make sense for him to have his chest puffed out a little bit? You can cut this both ways. He didn't beat anyone good. He's won nothing of consequence. Hasn't really sniffed the East.
Dude,
but he is at Kentucky.
They only played three teams with a winning record.
Well, we always.
I mean, think about that.
I absolutely believe that.
that's insane. And I mean, one of them was 7-5 Mississippi State. Another was 7-5 Tennessee. Those are the teams he lost to.
Yeah. I mean, is he just the benefactor of a really easy schedule?
Definitely were last year. They played one team that was better than 7-5. On the whole regular season.
Well, you want some good news real quick?
Sure.
So Adam Sparks is at Tennessee's practice this morning.
Okay.
Watching Tennessee practice, it's pretty evident that USC transfer Brew McCoy is smoother in running routes and more comfortable in the offense than early in camp, and he's catching everything thrown in his area code. Now all he needs to do is get eligible. Have you guys seen the, I don't know if they're rumors at this point or like leaks, that it's Southern Cal holding up his eligibility? But wasn't that what happened with Aubrey Solomon? Like Harbaugh wouldn't give us
certain
details. I don't know if this is real or if we always just eventually say, oh, it's got to be the other school that he's transferring from. But I mean, he's already gone. Why? And it's USC. Why would they care if he played or not this year? Like he's gone. You change coaches. If he didn't want to be there, whatever. Like he's not there. why would it matter? I mean, Lincoln Riley felt like he was already gone before Lincoln Riley made the decision to go there. I don't know why Lincoln Riley would have a vendetta against Brew McCoy. So is it someone in the administration, a holdover coach saying, oh, he should have been here. I don't even know what it would be. Transcript? Mm. The A-OK on transferring? I have no idea. Stamp of approval? But anyways, apparently looking pretty good out there. But yes, now the important thing is to just
it'd be nice if he could play.
Be eligible.
Yeah, if he could play for us.
Is he eligible by Ball State?
Surely to goodness, yes.
You think so? I don't know, man. The NCAA is weird.
I feel like they're better about getting football players eligible than they are basketball.
Well, he's still not eligible.
I mean, yeah.
We're 15 days out. At what point, if you're Josh Heupel and company, do you start saying, well, I guess maybe we should plan on not having him for a little bit? Now, he did miss some time. He was a little banged up. So maybe they thought, well, we got the Walker Merrill, Ramel Keaton, we got those guys some extra burn while he was banged up. But in case he is ready, obviously his ceiling this year is a lot higher than those two guys. So maybe you get him as ready as you possibly can without neglecting the other guys. But you'd hate to put all your eggs in the Brew McCoy basket, risk not getting those guys as ready as they could be, and then he's ineligible. So I don't know when you make that decision. Maybe game week. You wouldn't want to get him ready for the game itself if he's not eligible to play. And then if he's cleared last minute, you get him some run in the second half or in a sub position.
How hard do you think we're pushing for it?
I'd say we've probably done everything we possibly can to this point. It's probably just the waiting game on either the NCAA or it could be USC. Again, I don't know what that would be, but it is possible that they're, delaying or at least not helping. But I don't know what the NCAA would need from Southern Cal and why at this point they would think it would be good. In the new transfer era, you don't want to get a bad rap for being the school that doesn't let guys transfer, right?
Right.
So it seems like it would be a dumb move for Southern Cal to delay or hold up this transfer in any way with the knowledge that schools like Tennessee and, Brew McCoy is going to know other players that schools are recruiting, and if he's going to say, yeah, they wouldn't let me transfer, they held up my transfer, made my first year at Tennessee pretty miserable until it got cleared or until it was ultimately decided that I couldn't play. Feels like that would be a bad idea. You would not want to be that school.
Right. We'll come back with the final segment next, right here on 3 and Out.
Shut that.
Final segment of the program.
Nice job, Hitman.
Thank you.
According to John Oran, Notre Dame is probably going to stay independent and didn't sign a new deal with NBC, around $60 million per year.
Yeah, why would they go?
Well, they're saying they can make $75 million per year if they're in the Big Ten.
Aren't they going to have to play more Big Ten teams regardless?
Yeah.
With this TV deal?
Yeah, because...
maybe?
Yes, because...
because NBC is going to have deals with...
yeah,
with the... yeah, but they're still going to have the easiest schedule of any team probably in the Big Ten or... I wouldn't say all of Power 5.
You just have more control when you're independent, right?
Yeah.
Is $15 million a year worth it to stay independent?
For Notre Dame, yeah, probably. Because you get to control more of your schedule. Now, with the new deal, yes, maybe they have to play more Big Ten teams, but they're not going to have to play Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin every year. They could rotate one of those and a Northwestern, which is what they've kind of done, really, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every couple – because isn't Notre Dame opens at the Horseshoe, right? And then there's a couple years back, it was Notre Dame and Michigan in week two or three early in the season. So they've been playing one of those big games. Now maybe they'll play two or three against the Big Ten, but they still make sure they're not playing on a random year draw where it's, oh, yeah, you get Michigan, Ohio State, obviously they're going to have Southern Cal, and a good Wisconsin team or Penn State. They still get to control their schedule. And because of that, they're going to win, you know, 10, 11 games, probably 9 to 11 games on average, and have those years where they can go undefeated and sneak into a playoff and then get housed by an SEC team or Clemson.
Yep.
That's the Notre Dame playbook.
They used to play Michigan every year start the season. But they've always played a lot of Big Ten teams.
Who did they play last year in the Big Ten?
I don't think they did. They got Cincy last year, right? Or did they always do Cincy?
No, they don't always play them.
Last year they played at Florida State, opened the year. I mean, when they scheduled that, they were probably thinking that would be a bigger game than it was. They played.
Well, it was a close game. That game went in overtime.
They played Purdue, Wisconsin from the Big Ten.
Oh, they waxed Wisconsin. Jeez.
Yeah. That's when people still thought Wisconsin was good. But they weren't. And then they have this weird ACC tie-in.
So right.
Like, how does that – are they breaking away from that, or is that deal in? I don't – I mean, they had that agreement to play, like, four ACC teams, right, every year. So, like, last year they played Georgia State, Virginia, North Carolina, and Virginia Tech. Cincinnati was just a random out-of-conference game.
They also played Stanford last year, which is interesting.
They –
Yeah, so I don't know what it's going to be from now on. Maybe add another – Big Ten team or two and do away with two of the ACC games?
Yeah, I don't know. They play USC every year.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Like, and I'm guessing that'll continue once Southern Cal's in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Big Ten game now. Yeah.
Exactly. Right, right.
Yeah, this year Notre Dame plays at Ohio State and host Clemson. And travels to USC and hosts BYU. I mean, if
Notre Dame does,
yeah, like they'll have to prove it this year.
This is a good schedule for them.
Yeah,
which is going to be very tough for Marcus Freeman in year one. It's a good thing he's recruiting so well, because I got a feeling this season is going to be step down.
He needs to try and just hang tight,
weather the storm,
9-3 and reload.
What a show!
They got Ohio State next year too, apparently, and Clemson on the road. Oh, God.
It'll all be worth it, Hickman.
It's going to be late in the season. We're going to be pulling against Tennessee.
We'll go to Home Depot and do it in front of old girl.
Because they're undefeated.
Are you ready for a career change?